Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, June the 27th, 2022, last Monday in the month of June, 17 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Can you believe the fair is 1 week away? Next Monday, July 4th, will be the start of the Marion County Fair. Now, let me make a little bit of an announcement here in regard to the fair. Now, this is going to be the most namby-pamby, tentative announcement you've ever heard in your life. But more than likely, we will be broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. This show will be emanating from the Marion County Fair next week, more than likely. Now, here's why I say more than likely. I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit here on radio. When you do radio, when you do a remote, when you go to a location like the fair, you really need somebody at the studio while that's going on to let you know that it's sounding okay. And if you happen to lose connection for whatever reason, the person in the studio can come on and say, hey, you know, we lost connection. We're trying to get it back. Well, our staff is kind of short-staffed in that way, to where it would be hard to have somebody at the studio every day next week doing that. So if we can get a monitor next week somehow during this time period, in the morning, to do that, we'll do it. And we'll try to cover the harness racing, which I believe is on Monday and Tuesday. And we'll try to cover, we were looking at the events last week. There are certain things you really don't want to broadcast on radio, like fireworks. That on radio is not all that interesting. And a rodeo on radio is not really all that interesting. So the big ones look to be the tractor pull. Now, the tractor pull would be on Thursday night. The demo derby would be a big one. That's on Saturday night. Now, the truck pull is pretty much, I think, like the tractor pull. So I don't know. More than likely, we'll do it because it's on Friday night, and we do a Friday night show anyway. So more than likely, that'll be on the air. If not, it'll just be a talk show from the fair. Other than that, the tough truck, I don't know that that would be something you would put on the air. So at this point, at night, we will probably be on the air Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Now, there has been some interest from the Live at 5 guys that they would like to do their show from the fair on Wednesday. Now, we're going to try to make that happen. But again, it's always a staffing issue to have somebody at the fair and then have somebody at the studio. So if we can arrange that, if somehow we can pull our ramshackle group together here, we'll broadcast from the fair. If not, you know, we'll broadcast from the studio, or I'll continue to broadcast from here. But more than likely, we're going to give the fair a shot and see how that all shakes out. So that's the announcement on that right now. But again, just a staffing issue. Okay. Well, want to talk about the Caledonia garage sales. Because on Saturday, Angie set out some things. Actually did pretty well for the size and the traffic that the Caledonia yard sales had. A lot of things were going on Saturday. It was a tough day, I think, for yard sales. But she had a nice spread out there, and I was out there with her all morning. Her mom, Jeannie, came over, and we sat and had a nice conversation. So it was a good day over in Caledonia on Saturday, and I want to thank Pat Henry, one of our listeners, devoted listener for many, many years. He stopped out, and we had a nice conversation. I'll tell you something about Pat. Pat has a truck, pickup truck, that is a few years old, but you wouldn't know it. He has got this thing cleaned up and ready to go. The hubcaps, that's what I noticed. They just sparkled in the sunshine on Saturday. So here's what I know about Pat Henry now. I know he knows how to take care of things, and I know he's a guy who takes pride in his items. So it was good to see Pat out there on Saturday afternoon. Good to sit and talk with Jeannie on Saturday afternoon. And good to be around Angie and her daughter Natalie on Saturday. So that was a lot of fun. And again, did sell a few things. Okay. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, Saturday night, well, let's start here. During the yard sales, Angie actually went down and bought me a new radio. Now, as many of you know, I love old radios. I love vintage radios. I love remakes of old radios. And she found one of these big deck radios. You know, the big ones, very popular in the 70s. Mostly, but they're big and they're heavy and they've got big dials and you can adjust the bass and you can adjust the treble and it's got a cassette deck. Angie is so nice. She bought this for me. Now, I was messing around with it yesterday because Saturday I was kind of busy all day with the garage sale and did some other things. But yesterday I was messing around with it and the only thing it's missing is an antenna. I have to get an antenna. So if anybody knows where to get an antenna for a radio, you know, it's got one of those screws on the back of it where you hook the antenna to the screw and that gives you the reception. I think those are kind of hard to find now. Since every television went to digital, people don't use that type of antenna anymore. And I don't think they use it on radio either. Does anybody know what makes a good radio antenna? I know there are certain items that you can use, that you can wrap around that screw on the back that will give you reception. I don't know. If anybody knows anything, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Because I'm interested to see what I can pick up with this thing, but it's got no antenna attached to it right now. That's the only thing that's missing, though. It looks brand new other than that. Lights up. Came with a cassette tape deck, which is great because, honestly, I have a lot of old cassette tapes. Years ago, when I was on WMRN, I had a gentleman who taped probably all the shows I did at WMRN on cassette tape. Back then, that's what people were using. So I have boxes and boxes of cassette tapes. So a cassette tape player for me is still a good gift. I still have the old cassette tape thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you can use a wire hanger for an antenna.
Well, you know what's interesting? That's what I thought. I got the wire antenna out yesterday. Now, I didn't screw it in. I just kind of laid it on the screw. You think that was the problem why nothing was coming in?
Yeah, if the screw's big enough, you can take a pair of pliers and make a loop in the wire antenna, and then put the screw through the loop and tighten it that way.
Well, do you think I have to tighten it? Because you're exactly right. That's what I thought. I thought a wire hanger will work, and I got a wire hanger out, and I touched it to that screw, and nothing came in. And I thought, well, I don't know if this is working or not.
I don't know. I mean, I'm using a wire hanger. I'm using two wire hangers.
Maybe I have to screw it in. Maybe I have to screw it in.
Take a pair of needle nose pliers or something and make a loop in the bottom of the hanger and put the screw through it and tighten it down that way. It should work. I mean, I've always, when I breaking in 10 or whatever, I almost always use a wire hanger.
And you just use the wire hanger, nothing else?
Yeah.
And we come in pretty good?
Yeah, I got wire hangers mounted outside on a pole on top of a stick and a wire running from the hanger into the house.
Hey, that's pretty good. Well, it's interesting because when I was, it's not picking up anything. So I know there's absolutely nothing connected to this antenna in the back because there are some heavy-duty power stations that it should pick up. So it could have just been I don't have it screwed to the thing in the back.
Yeah, it could be.
Now,
yeah, I went to that show.
Yes, that's you were on my list this morning. How did the Matt Yeesh show go?
Was not my cup of tea.
Well, how many people were there, first of all, is what I'm interested in.
Oh, there must have been, I wouldn't be afraid to say there was at least 30 people there.
30?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty full.
Wow. Well, so not a home run in the attendance department.
No, not my kind of comedy.
Well, what did he do? I mean, would it have offended people?
Yeah.
Really? Because I didn't understand.
It was pretty adult.
Like, for it said adult singing show. So what did he sing?
Well, we just sang regular songs. It was the jokes he would tell between the songs or during the songs.
So the songs were good?
Yeah, the songs were just regular songs.
Okay. So basically, it was the jokes he told in between that made it adult.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, without telling these jokes, what did the jokes surround? What was the topic?
Oh, a little bit of everything. A lot of. Now, let's see, how can I say this? A lot of adult relationship jokes.
Oh, okay. So it didn't play well in Marion, is what you're telling me.
Well, everybody seemed to have most people seemed to have a pretty good time.
Yeah, but the May Pavilion, which I think is where it was, that seats, what, 300-400 people?
No, you can't get that many people in there. They had tables set up, and, I mean, there was maybe a few people up on the balcony. But,
really? Now, so I thought for things that they've had in there, like receptions, I thought, well, maybe at least 200, because they've had shows in there before.
I mean, they had, let's see, they had one row of long table. They had a real long table in the back, and then there was some big round tables. You could probably get 8 or 10 people around these tables comfortably. I mean, there was quite a few people there, but I don't think you'd get, the way they had the tables set up and everything, I don't think you'd get 300-400 people in there. That's the first time I've ever been into May Pavilion. So, I mean, it was rather small, I thought.
So let's say 200 people. Let's say there were, you know, 12, 15 tables. That'd be 150 people. And then you got the balcony seats. So let's say there's 100, it seats 200, and you say about 30 people were there.
I'm guessing, yeah.
So even in there, didn't even fill up a quarter of the room.
No, I mean, you know, people were spaced out. There was people sitting about at every table.
Well, it's
We found a table that just set two people. We sat there. But.
Well, it's unfortunate that the show didn't go over. Well, I'm not sure what's going on with the Palace, to be honest with you right now. I don't know. You know, Tony Danza, what did they say, drew 300-400 people in the 1,400-seat Palace, and now Matt Yee draws 30 people in the May Pavilion. I don't know if people just aren't going to things that aren't local. And people go to the local things because they know the people in them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe this is a bad time for entertainment.
I don't know. I mean, there's going to be I saw a flyer up there for a Will Rogers Follies. Now, that might be interesting.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put the show?
I'd give it a 5.
A 5. Well, least he was halfway there.
I mean, the songs were okay, but some of the jokes made me kind of uncomfortable.
Well, I'm glad you at least got out and could give us a report on what exactly it was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, everybody, well, most people, what I noticed, seemed to be having a good time, and we all pretty much, participated in the music part of it.
Good.
I didn't care much for the jokes.
Well, I appreciate the report, and I guess we'll see what happens from here on out as far as the shows go. But, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess I'll try a hanger after the show's over today and see what I can pick up. And we've got another thing marked off our list. I was interested to see what how the Matt Yee show went. Scott was our winner on Friday. So we've got that. Okay, what else is on the agenda here today that I want to talk about? Oh, Saturday night after the garage sale, went over with Angie and ate at Stewart's. And I had not been there probably in 4 or 5 months. And had a good meal over at Stewart's on Saturday night. Wasn't bad at all. Had a sloppy Joe, actually, which I had not had a sloppy Joe in probably 6 months. So that just sounded good. And the sloppy Joe was good over there. Now, I will tell you, it's a sweet sloppy Joe. So I don't know if they make that sauce homemade. I don't know if it's a Mamwich. You know, no restaurant would ever admit if it was. You know, if you walk up to a restaurant and you say, hey, that kind of tastes like Mamwich. Well, we don't use Mamwich here. A lot of times I know what restaurants do is they'll add things to the sauce. They'll get like the Mamwich or generic Sloppy Joe stuff, and then they'll add things to it to make it different. Because when you really think about it, it's hard to make Sloppy Joe sauce from scratch. I don't even know how you would make it from scratch, to be honest. And to do it day to day, I think that would be very difficult. But who knows what their secret recipe is. But we did eat at Stewart's on Saturday night. That was a lot of fun. Now, here are the two big issues of the day. The Marion Star, you know, God bless them. And we're just keeping an eye on it. Two more articles over the weekend in regard to the whole dust up at River Valley. Now, the two articles this weekend were kind of interesting. Another one was another letter to the editor, which was support for the LGBTQIA+. That's what the title was. And basically, again, just support for that group because of the speech at River Valley. And then the other article that was touching things off was that a group had formed here in Marion because of the River Valley speech. Pride group launches in Marion following anti-gay River Valley speech. Now, again, I don't know that it was anti-gay. Draw your own conclusions. But they got another front page story out of it yesterday. Because apparently Marion now has a pride group because of that. Now, this I don't understand. You know, if you want to have a pride group, that's fine. I mean, you can have a group of anything. But why would that speech, that one line, bring a pride group to Marion? Because that's basically what the headline says. We got this pride group because of the River Valley speech. That makes no sense to me. This is baffling to me that the Marion Star continues to go on with this. What are we at now? 15 stories on this thing in the last month? I don't understand it. I really don't. But that's the update. Here's an interesting... I'm getting messages now. I must have said the magic word this morning. Stewart's. Because I'm getting messages now from, of course, one of my really good friends who owns Stewart's, as saying I was at Stewart's and that I got a Sloppy Joe and that the Sloppy Joe sauce was good. It was. But I, again... I don't know what the Sloppy Joe sauce is made of. Now, I want to tell you a little story about this, because, and again, I never say names on the air, and you probably know who I'm talking about, but I just don't like to say names on the air. There are two people who used to listen to this show every morning. Now, I'm not saying they listen to the whole show every morning, but I would get messages, and I'm going to use a word here. I hate that when people use it, because they use it wrong, but literally every morning they would listen to some of the show and comment on it. And probably about the last 6 months, that's all kind of dried up, which is fine. You know, people get busy. People have other things to do. I don't fault anybody for that. But she must be listening this morning, because I'm getting messages. I said that, said the magic word, Stewart's and Sloppy Joe. So I appreciate that she's out there. Well, yeah, I know they make, she's telling me now they make Sloppy Joe all the time. Well, of course, it's on the menu, I would hope. But I'm betting there is some Mamwich or a generic Sloppy Joe sauce as part of this. Because I don't know how you make Sloppy Joe from scratch. Now, I'm not saying they don't add ingredients to the Mamwich or the Sloppy Joe sauce. But what do you think? Have you had a Sloppy Joe at Stewart's? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Oh, I'm getting the word now that it's homemade. Now, see, I hate to question anybody on this, but I don't think it's homemade. Because how do you make, she's saying from scratch now, how do you make Sloppy Joe sauce from scratch? I mean, what is it? Tomato sauce? Tomato paste? I don't know how you would even make it from scratch. 740-751-4038. Has anybody had the Sloppy Joes over at Stewart's? I know they're sweet, which is fine for me, because I like the sweeter Sloppy Joe. But I don't know about scratch. I'd have to see that. Because Sloppy Joe sauce, does anybody make their own Sloppy Joe sauce at home? To me, that would seem very difficult. That would seem like a big, big jump. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you can make Sloppy Joes from scratch.
It seems difficult. How would you do it?
Okay, you brown your ground beef with onion, and then it depends on how much fat is in the skillet, but I add ketchup and mustard and Tabasco sauce and brown sugar, and I mix that all up, and if it's a little too sloppy, then I either add some breadcrumbs or sprinkle a little flour on the top just to stiffen it up, and I'll take that any day over Mamwich.
Well, you know, here's why I said Mamwich, because I honestly, I like ketchup. I have a weird relationship with ketchup. I'm not one of those people who puts ketchup on everything, like fries and macaroni and cheese, and I've seen people put ketchup on everything. And I just, I don't know if I would like Sloppy Joe sauce with ketchup as the base ingredient. So I would be afraid to do that.
But what if you, you know, just put some couple, three, four shakes of Tabasco sauce in it, which kind of takes it. But then I always put brown sugar in it, and I always put mustard. And like I say, if it's too sloppy, I either sprinkle some breadcrumbs over the top of it, or I, you know, a tablespoon or so of flour.
There was definitely sugar in this Sloppy Joe, because the one thing it had was a sweet taste. That's probably the only thing I could discern that was in it. And there obviously was something in it that made it turn that reddish color. So if it's not ketchup, I don't know what it was.
I don't know, but you give me that over. I don't like those green peppers. It's what I. Anything that's got green peppers in, I do not like the flavor of it. And Mamwich definitely has green peppers in it. So
now, have you ever had a Sloppy Joe down at Stewart's?
No, I haven't.
I think they're one of the few because, you know, Saturday night, how we came to that was after the garage sale. I said, you know, I want something different. I want a sloppy Joe or a shredded chicken. I don't want a burger or pizza or something like that. So we looked up, you know, where can you get a shredded chicken? Now, most of the ice cream places have shredded chicken.
Yeah.
But Sloppy Joe is a little more difficult. I don't know of any other place in town that does Sloppy Joe other than Stewart's, really.
Well, when we had the ice cream shop between the tracks over here on Bell Fountain and Lisa was owned it, I tell you, she could whip out the best Coney's there ever was, and she made her own Coney sauce.
You know, the Coney sauce is an interesting one, too. I'll tell you, now the two mistakes with me, people make with Coney sauce, I don't like the beans. Some people leave the beans in.
I don't put the beans in Coney sauce either.
Yeah, I don't like the beans. And number two, sometimes it's a little too spicy because I'm not a spicy person.
Well, see, if you make your own, you can either or else.
That's right. Play around with it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Bye
bye. Well, that's interesting. Now, I'm being told there's no ketchup in the Stewart's sauce. But now, is there anywhere else in town you can get a sloppy Joe? Because that was one of the reasons we ended up over there on Saturday night. I don't think any of the fast food places have them. I don't think Sonic has them. Now, this is just I don't think. I don't know for sure, to be honest with you, because I've never went to any of these places and tried to order one. But the only place I knew for sure that had Sloppy Joe was Stewart's. And you know what? Sloppy Joe I used to make at home. You know, I would buy the 3 pounds of hamburger, and I would throw it in the thing, and then I would put the Sloppy Joe sauce in. And, you know, I could eat that for like 2 days. But now, 3 pounds of hamburger is like $15. So for one person, that's a big excursion, a Sloppy Joe. Now, I do have to say, I don't think the Sloppy Joe was that expensive. I'm trying to remember how much it was. I had a Sloppy Joe and curly fries. I don't remember what the price was, but it was very good over there. And I saw, people know Michelle owns the place over there. Her son, Dylan. Now, I usually see Dawson over there. But her son, Dylan, was working on Saturday. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk to him because I was in the car, obviously. But I kept seeing him walk back and forth. I don't know what he was doing. He was back there in the shed. But he was working hard. So I hope his mom gives him a pat on the back because he was working hard on Saturday. I used to see Dylan at Harding when I was there, and Michelle was there. So Dylan was working good. So give Dylan a pat on the back. Looks like he was working up a sweat on Saturday because it was like 90 degrees at that point. $2.99 is how much the Sloppy Joe is at Stewart's. Now, that's pretty reasonable when you think of the price of hamburger these days. You know, the price of hamburger what is it, about $14 now for 3 pounds of ground beef? It's nuts. Give me a buzz. Has anybody ever had the Sloppy Joe at Stewart's? Or do you know of any other place that has Sloppy Joe? Do you make your own Sloppy Joe mix at home? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, this is like the old days this morning. Getting messages from one of the people who used to listen all the time. And apparently still does listen, just doesn't respond very often. But we'll take it either way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I wanted to give a thanks out to one of your listeners.
Oh, go right ahead.
Ted Jolla.
What'd Ted do?
Saturday he brought over a wheelchair.
Did he?
That I could have. It wasn't big enough for me. It was for a smaller person. But, you know, the thought was just there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, God bless him.
And got to talk to him for a while. He's a talker.
Ted's a good guy.
Time.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that Ted's a good guy and his wife, Carol. They are just very, very, very good people. Have you ever had the sloppy joes down at Stewart's?
No, I haven't. I haven't been to Stewart's for years.
$2.99 for a sloppy joe. That's not bad.
But it sounds good.
Maybe
should way on the far east side of town, and I don't know. I just haven't made it out there for a long time.
Now, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Oakland Heights.
Oh, Oakland Heights. Well, not too far from there.
No.
I mean, closer than I would be. I'm way out here on the east side of town. I'm stuck out here with all these chain restaurants.
You get a lot of ducks and...
You know, I used to. Ducks and geese. But
fly in there on that pond?
Yeah, used to all the time. This year, I haven't seen any. Now, I don't know what the reason for that is, but it's interesting. I'm being told now 7 minutes from Oakland Heights to Stewart's.
Oh, yeah, it's not that far.
It's nice to have Michelle. Now, didn't you ask about Michelle not too long ago?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy the talk show you had with Michelle and, what was the other girl's name?
Yeah, what's her name? No, Michelle's great, and I know people miss her because people have said that to me, and I hope she's able to come back on in some form or fashion soon, because I'll be back in the studio second week of July. I'll be at the fair next week. You know, she should come out to the fair and bring some sloppy joes. You know,
she might be too busy getting her Botox injection.
Right, she might be too busy with the Botox. You know, you never know. But, she used to live on the West Side growing up. I guess that's how she knew about the 7 minutes.
Oh.
She was a West Side kid. She was in one of those West Side gangs when she grew up.
But she's very opinionated and, you know, voices her opinion.
Yeah, but you know what her opinion, I'll tell you why her opinion has always been good, is because it, even if you disagree with her opinion, it's well thought out.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling Jeannie, Angie's mom, on Saturday, how great of a radio personality Angie has become.
She's really fell into that role good. She's...
I heard, because, you know, doing the show, I don't hear it, but I'll hear a repeat. And I heard a repeat recently of the show that Angie and I do on Fridays. She's got a good voice. She doesn't, like, stutter or anything, you know, repeat words a lot. She's become quite the radio personality. She of course doesn't believe it, but Jeannie and I both agreed she's really come a long way.
When I first started listening, she didn't talk much. She had to get her in there, but she talks a lot more anymore.
What now? Michelle's saying that she would now. She's agreeing. I'm not sure if she's agreeing to come on the show or if she's agreeing to bring me sloppy joes to the fair. I don't know which is happening now. We'll see if either one of those happens. If she does stop by with Sloppy Joe's, we'll put her on the air, of course. I don't think she's been on in probably a year or something.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. I know she's been a little under the weather from time to time. You know, boy, it's been a rough season as far as some of this stuff goes.
What do you teach at Harding?
Well, my specialties, my degrees, are English and mostly history. But what was I going to say? I had something else to say. I had a diet root beer. Now, let me tell you, this was the best diet root beer I had had in a long time. I don't know if the machines had just been cleaned or something on Saturday. But this it had all the fizz. It had all the kick. And really, the mug, I wanted more. I wish they had free refills. It was so good. It was cold. You know how diet root beer has to have that, like, edge to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had it on
That's
Saturday.
I always get when I go out to Stewart's was the root beer.
Oh.
I always get something else, you know, with it, but it only come in a nice cold mug, and, you know, it's just nothing like a, you know, root beer you buy in the store.
Well, I tell you, I've had diet root beer there before, and I don't know for what ever reason, I never noticed that it was that good. But boy, Saturday, it just really tasted so good, and I thought, man, I would even take this over a Diet Coke.
Did you get your your Diet Coke this morning?
I did get the Diet Coke this morning. I love the summer because when school's not in, McDonald's is not busy before 10 o'clock in the morning. You can get right in and out of there.
Have they got their ice yet?
Well, Wendy's was the one who didn't have the ice. I don't know. Yes, they do. I did go to Wendy's last night, a matter of fact, for dinner, and they did have ice.
I don't know why they didn't buy some ice. You can buy great big bags of ice. I mean...
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. Two times I went there in the course of a week, and they didn't. But you know what? I might start going to Stewart's more. I know they have takeout, but here's the issue with the takeout. I have to come in. And you know, like right now, for another week or so, maybe about a week, 2 weeks, I'm still not really into going into places. So I haven't been, you know, I can't run through the drive-thru.
What do? Call them on the phone and give them your order and they have it ready when you get there?
Yeah, that's my understanding of what they do at Stewart's. I know Angie used to go there a lot on her lunch break during her last job, but she's a little further out now, so I don't think she makes it down there very much. But, yeah, I think
that
that's
would be good for a lot of people that are in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, and that, well, $2.99. You know, I'm telling you, a value meal now is $10 at these places. So if you can go there and get $2.99, I don't know how much the curly fries were or the root beer was, but yeah, they do to-go orders. She's never let me work the microphone, though, yet. So there is a little bitterness over that. We've been talking about this for almost 2 years now, just letting me come in for an hour and work the microphone.
Yeah, I remember that.
She has no faith in me in doing this.
She hasn't named a burger after you yet, either.
No, and she hasn't named a burger after me yet, and I don't understand this.
I kind of suggested her doing fried green tomatoes. You know,
well,
when it's seasonal, I think that could go over good for her.
Well, I'll tell you, it's weird you mention that, because yesterday I got a message from Angie. Her and her mom went over to Galleon. Her mom likes a little, I think it's a deli over in Galleon. And so they went over there, and I guess they stopped at a restaurant, and in the restaurant, little diner, had fried green tomatoes and pizza burgers on the menu. And I love pizza burgers. That's one of my specialty cooks. So that's a place. She said, we definitely got to come back here, and you got to come over here. So I got to do that. They should put a pizza burger on the menu at Stewart's. Name that after me.
Well, they got to name something after you, don't they?
Well, you would think. You would think. I don't know. Won't let me
I
work
think
them.
You better name something after Mary Ellen before they do you.
Well, I think Mary Ellen, too, yes. I think Mary Ellen should get something named after her. You know, but she was powerful. I still think back to Friday when she called in. She was powerful on the whole Roe versus Wade thing.
Yeah, and I missed it.
You have to catch it in the repeats.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Thanks,
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate Ted Jolliffe doing that for our friend there. 740-751-4038. 55 minutes past the hour, talking Sloppy Joes this morning here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Now, again, tentatively, I'll be doing this show from the fair next week. So I'll be on the air there from 8 until 10. Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll probably be on with Glenn, so that will be 8 until 1 in the afternoon, because we can't take calls at the fair. So, you know, it's just one of those things. We will have to have guests and have people around. And then we will be on Friday night from the fair. Now, I don't know if we'll be covering the truck pull or not, but we are going to do the tractor pull, and we are going to do the demo derby on Saturday. Now, Wednesday night, I think the Live at 5 show will be at the fair. But, again, staffing issues persist. So, but we'll see if Michelle shows up at the fair to be a guest and bring Sloppy Joe and Curly Fries and Diet Stewart's root beer, I guess is what it would be. She'll have to bring a lot, though, because if it's hot, you know, I could be just melting over there. Although I'm not sure where they have a setup. I think it's the exhibition hall this year, because they use the Coliseum now for livestock. So I think we're actually in the exhibition hall, which is over by the grandstand, I believe. Does anybody have a layout of the fair? Do they know? Is the exhibition hall, is that over by the grandstand? Is that white building over by the grandstand? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. At least I'll be inside. Except for, obviously, if we do the harness racing and the things at night. We'll obviously have to do that outside. But as far as this show will be from an inside location. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I was trying to think of the last time I'd even seen Michelle. You know, it was... Obviously, I have not seen a whole lot of people in the last 4 months, period. About to get off off that sequester. But I hadn't seen her for a long time before that. To be honest, I don't think I've seen her this year that I can remember. So it would have been sometime last year. I don't think I got a Christmas gift from her last year either. I can't remember. You know, the mind's starting to fade. 58 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on after this show today at 10:10 this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims. And you know what? The walls of Jericho must have came tumbling down, because I'm hearing that Dr. Feynman is going to be on with Adam today at 10:10. So, you know, they had sort of, I don't know, a parting of the ways about 2 years ago. And I guess they're going to have a show this morning at 10:15. So, you know, but I like when people kiss and make up. I think that's good. I think we need more of that in society. All right. We're going to go to break here in about a minute and a half. But I am so glad to hear that Michelle is still out there listening. You know, when you get devoted listeners, you want them listening all the time. Just like everybody else who's out there listening. Anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038, 59 minutes past the hour here. 64 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion at this point. Other than that, not a whole lot of news going on locally here this morning. I bet the Marion Star's gearing up, how do we squeeze some more articles out of this River Valley graduation story? We've got 15 of them. How are we going to squeeze some more out of this this turkey? Holy moly. Well, we've got some good guests coming up this week on the show. I believe the mayor's on tomorrow for his regular appearance. We'll see how his race for state treasurer is going. And we're going to break for now, but we're coming back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip that dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song,
two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out except a piece of baloney. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, there's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow, said Maloney, whoever has the nicest dream wins the piece of baloney. The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after 7,